That's per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. And my daughter lives in Honolulu, and she has done some testing for PFAS. Well, you know, we tested PFAS up and down the East Coast coming out of military bases, mostly from creeks and rivers. And we have found elevations from about 3,000 to 8,000 parts per trillion. And that's significant because these concentrations bioaccumulate in fish, sometimes at a factor of 5,000 to 7,000 times the ambient water levels. So if you do the math, you'll see that you may have fish with 1,000,000 parts per trillion in the fillet. The water, the EPA just suggested that we keep under 1 part per trillion. So we're able to eat the fish at 1,000,000 or even 10 million times the concentration of the water. I believe that this is the greatest human health crisis in the history of the human race. And I mean that. In Hawaii, we tested the water, and we tested it in the canals at Kapolei and Sand Island. And unlike Charleston or Brunswick or, you know, the Navy Research Lab or Andrews Air Force Base, not more than 10 miles away, we were able to get within just a few hundred feet of the burn pits at those military bases. But in Hawaii, man, they got it closed off, they got machine guns, and they got barbed wire fence, and we couldn't get any closer than about 4 miles from the pits. Nonetheless, we found 120 parts per trillion of mostly PFOS draining into the ocean at Sand Island and Kapolei. I know I'm messing that up, but that really means that your fish is poisoned. It really means that those really fancy hotels on Waikiki Beach are serving Hawaiian fish that shouldn't be eaten. I tested the water about 75 miles from here. I tested the oysters. I tested Maryland crab. I tested Maryland rockfish. And they had such high levels of PFAS that can cause cancer. And they wouldn't allow in Europe people to eat these fish or shellfish at those levels because the EPA is not doing its job. PFAS is a serious issue, and it's not being addressed, and especially not in Hawaii, where NAVFAC, which is the Navy's system of tracking environmental contamination, is now requesting the public to file Freedom of Information Act requests, many that take 1 to 2 years for information to be released. You have a huge problem in Hawaii that has to do with PFAS contamination by the United States Navy mostly, getting into surface waters that are poisoning your seafood. Pat Elder, militarypoisons.org. Thank you very much.